Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are, 8:09 on this big Thanksgiving Eve. Getting ready for turkey. All the good things that go with it. But we do not neglect our guest of the day duties. And we've been talking about it, kind of teasing this interview here. You can't really watch any news or listen to news without hearing pediatric respiratory illness. It has been in the news. In fact, yesterday, West Central Schools in Maynard closed early because of all the illnesses going on around the area there. We welcome in Heather Reese, who's the chief nursing officer, and Dawn Biggs, who's the EMS manager, both of our friends from RMC this morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're great.
Good, good, good. Glad to have you along with us. Let's dive right into it because this has been on the forefront of a lot of people's minds. What's going on right now at RMC when it comes to pediatric respiratory illnesses?
So right now we're starting to see this increase in RSV cases. And RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It's really contagious, and it's most common in infants and toddlers. And we're seeing this increase in cases throughout our state and the country. RMC is also seeing an increase in RSV hospitalizations. The tricky part with RSV is that it can be disguised as the common cold. But for children less than two, symptoms can lead to severe cough, breathing problems, and fatigue.
Gotcha, gotcha. So how does that change what you guys are doing day to day there at RMC then?
Yeah, Justin. So what we're doing with these little ones that come in, we're seeing the most severe cases are any little one between 2 weeks old up to about 2 years old. And even though we'd like to think these little people are young adults, they're not. And these infants really require specific care. So we are working with our staff to increase our education surrounding the need that these little people come in with RSV. We are purchasing updated equipment and supplies to be able to handle this population of patients. Our staff are working really, really hard to do everything we can do. The challenge right now is typically when we have a sick baby, we go ahead and attempt to transfer to a local hospital that can have the capacity to take care of these little sick people. But the challenge right now is, like every community similar to Manchester, these babies are sick everywhere. We're really struggling with.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love that you refer to them as little people. Sometimes we just think of them as kids, but yeah, they are little people, and they're probably just as scared as mom and dad are going through this.
Oh, absolutely. And a staff, too. And when you give me a patient that can talk to me any day, but when I have a really little baby that doesn't say much, it's definitely challenging. So we are preparing ourselves to take care of these little ones when they get severely sick. And we'd like to be able to transfer them. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. So just really getting our staff up and going and be able to be prepared to handle them.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about what parents can do. Eric just sent me a text from the other room here. He said, have parents been confusing RSV with croup? Is that one of the things you're seeing, as we think it's just something not as major as what it is?
You know, and it could be a croup has kind of a definite sounding appearance to it. But if any time your little one is struggling to, you know, to breathe, have issues with, you know, their respiratory tract, it could be croup. It could be RSV. It could be something else. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't have a diagnosis of the respiratory illness. We just know that, you know, the baby is really stuffed up and we're really, you know, struggling to deal with that. So I'm going to actually have Dawn kind of talk a little bit about the guidance for what parents can do when their little ones are sick.
Perfect.
And this is going to be great information as we go into the upcoming holidays of Thanksgiving and then Christmas. If you have young children, especially those that are under two, we just ask that you monitor your kids closely, looking for those signs of respiratory illness. Do they have a fever, cough? Are they old enough to tell you they have a sore throat maybe? And keep all of these things in mind with this RSV season amongst us. You know, I know it's really important for families to get together, but, you know, if there's adults that, you know, have colds, coughs, I would highly recommend just keeping children away from those that are sick, especially if you have newborn babies. The old adage of don't kiss the babies is really, really important right now, because what appears to be a cold in us as adults can lead to RSV in these tiny little babies that we're seeing. And so the other things that parents can do is keep them hydrated, find those things that will make it fun for kids to drink, whether it's maybe adding a straw to their cup, finding their favorite juice to help keep them drinking and hydrated. And then suctioning their little noses out is really, really important. That we've done a lot of education with bigger hospitals who have been willing to help us as we move through this. And they say suctioning that little one is the most important thing. The suction, the mucus that builds up in your child's nose, they can put a few drops of saline that you can buy at any local drugstore before you suction, and that will help keep the mucus loose and able to suction a little bit easier. And there's several devices out on the market that parents can purchase to help with this.
Absolutely. Dawn Biggs with us there, Heather Reese as well. All right, a couple more questions. You've talked about what parents can do. What can we as a community do to keep these little people safe?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dawn touched on Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving coming up. Just be mindful if you yourself aren't feeling well and you know there's going to be a baby or a little child there, be mindful of that. Like Dawn had said, what is a common cold or a stuffy nose or a stuffed up head to an adult could be really, really impactful if a little baby gets that. So maybe not go to Thanksgiving or really reduce your exposure to your little people in your family. If you yourself or if your infants are ill, definitely keep them away from others. Like we're seeing, these infants less than 3 months old, they are the ones that are tending to get more sick and require hospitalization. So even if you're feeling well and you have a little infant younger than 3 months, really try to decrease the number of visitors and definitely stay away from family and friends who are ill. And I know that's hard. We've been through a couple of years of isolating and the word, you know, quarantine and isolating, and we don't want to use those words right now, but we definitely just want you to be conscious, because when these little ones get sick, it's a big challenge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Another thing, make sure that you immunizations are up to date. So we have our flu shots available. So anyone younger than 6 months of age are eligible for that. And I'm winning the Good Mom Award. My children today are getting their flu shot, better late than never. So they're real excited today with their day at the school. They're going to be coming in and getting that shot. So definitely, if you're like me, still sign up and get those flu shots. It's really, really important.
And I want to piggyback that, too. You're talking about immunizations. Mom and Dad, signs to look for. When do they come to the hospital then? Or when do they come to their doctor?
You want to call your healthcare provider as soon as your child starts showing severe symptoms, such as they're wheezing. They appear to be working really hard to breathe, decreased activity, just really tired, taking long naps, which it may or may not be typical for their child. The illness seems to be lingering, and then they have retraction of the ribs or a high fever. We're here for you, so please contact us if you have any questions or concerns. We want to make sure that all of our little people and our other family members all stay healthy in the upcoming months.
Absolutely. Well, before we part ways, Heather and Dawn, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up? But we're definitely going to post this online at kmch.com because this has been a fantastic conversation.
I just want to thank our teams at the hospital. We've been really working hard in these last several weeks to ramp up and be prepared for these sick little ones that come in. And we definitely have stretched ourselves and looked at things, explored things, learned new things. So I do want to thank all of our teams here that have been working really, really hard. And I just want to thank our community for all your support and just hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for making time. And you guys have a great Thanksgiving and keep doing the awesome work you guys do to keep everybody safe and healthy around here.
Well, thank you, Justin, and you have a great Thanksgiving as well.
There you go. Heather Reese and Dawn Biggs joining us from RMC. Thanks, guys. I'll let you get back to work, and hopefully somebody brings you a bunch of turkey tonight and tomorrow, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Our thanks to them joining us from RMC this morning, talking about respiratory illness for the little people. We will pause here. Valerie Lindsay going to join us when we come on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about all the bright lights and how you can start celebrating Christmas with our friends from RMC right here with your friends on Mix 94.7 KMCH.